What do you think of the story in the podcast?
I think it's a very nice story. I mean, what's not to like about the story, really? You know, somebody who is traveling and trying to communicate, and somebody seeing that they could do with some help and offering and connecting two people, two humans who don't know each other, sort of connecting on a level which is beyond words, and a linguistic level, and connecting at a different level. I mean, it's very nice. It's very pure. It restores your faith in humanity to a certain extent. No, it's nice.
Do you know anyone who has had a similar experience?
I don't think I do know anybody who's had an experience quite like that. I think the most similar experience I can think of is my mother communicating with my mother-in-law. So my mother-in-law speaks Catalan and Spanish, and my mother speaks English, and neither can speak a word of the other language. And they sometimes, when my mother would come and visit me, we would meet up, and if I was busy working, my mother-in-law would take my mother to the airport, and they would relate how they would chatter away, but obviously without being able to understand, linguistically speaking, a word of what the other person is saying. But somehow they communicated, and they told this hilarious story of how my mother-in-law, she got lost on the way to the airport, and my mother obviously realized what was happening, and you know, there's a bit of a panic, but she got my mother to the airport in time, and they both related to how, you know, through gesticulation and smiling and laughing, and that, you know, they managed to communicate to a certain degree. It never got beyond that, but yes, I mean, obviously communication is possible with, you know, a lot of goodwill and, you know, wanting to understand what the other person is saying, at a certain level. Yeah, it's, you know, two people relating at a different level, and it's nice. So yes, it is similar, but, it never progressed beyond that.
Do you feel comfortable when a stranger offers to help you?
Am I comfortable if somebody offers some help to me? I think it depends. It depends a lot on, you know, the situation, the context. If I'm traveling somewhere and I'm a little bit lost, I don't know where I'm going, and somebody who doesn't look threatening, you know, offers to help, then I think that's lovely and is very well received, and it's great. But sometimes you get people who it depends, you know, if you're in a situation, maybe there aren't many people around and you don't know the person and you don't know the cultural norms, and you can not feel maybe very comfortable. And I think, you know, depending, I'm a woman, a certain type of man coming in and offering help, I wouldn't be very comfortable with that, I'm afraid. In certain contexts, I'm much more likely to be receptive to a woman coming and offering help. But obviously, when I think it's obvious that I need help and it doesn't feel at all threatening. So, yeah.
And you, do you sometimes offer help to strangers?
Yes, I'll offer to help people, again, in certain situations and contexts. Unfortunately, the world that we live in now has forced us, I think, to become quite suspicious of certain things. I mean, the other day I was driving along the motorway and there were signs up saying, beware of fraud, beware of people pretending that they've broken down. And people, you know, stopping to help them. And then it's just, you know, it's a setup so that they can then steal your car or steal what you've got in your car and stuff like that. And there's so many of these things around that you end up as a sort of defense mechanism that you just say, I haven't seen it. I don't want to know. And sometimes people really do need help. And, you know, as a human person, you know, just reaching out and offering help is a thing you should do. But sometimes you don't know if it's how real it is or if it's, you know, somebody just pretending with ulterior motives. And that's really sad that we live in a world like that. So, yes, I like to think that I would offer help if I saw somebody who needed help. But I have to confess that it does depend on the circumstance and how safe I think it is to offer help to somebody and how suspicious I think it could be. And I would be cautious, I think, depending. But I mean, obviously there are certain situations where, gosh, if there was an accident or something, I really hope I would definitely be offering help. But other situations, it's just really sad that the world is like that. But I do think you do need to be careful.